Namaste, welcome to Sambad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Sambad, Together in Conversation, is where the ones paying heed, this is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let's remember this again. What we give attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off, and we become freer in our action and choices, and that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Music in Our Lives, from the book titled Healthy Pleasures by David Sobel and Robert Onstein. Playing to natural strengths of mind and body, Healthy Pleasures explores the many ways to extend our lives as we enrich them by understanding the crucial role of pleasure in our health. Using the latest research in medicine, biology, and psychology, the authors, a renowned brain researcher and a leading expert in preventive medicine, propose a new way to manage health with less effort and more fun. To the excerpt, Music in Our Lives. Over 2,500 years ago, the Greek philosopher Pythagoras may have been onto something. He advocated daily singing and playing of an instrument as a cathartic to cleanse the emotions of worry, sorrow, fear, and anger. Learning to play a musical instrument can increase the pleasure you get from music and give you a sense of mastery and pride in your accomplishment. And while a sonata a day may not keep the doctor away, it will probably feel good regardless. Enjoying music is one of the best examples of human-made sensual pleasures and is an easy way to reclaim some of that sensuality lost in our lives. Here ends the excerpt. I'm sure that you all will enjoy reading this book. You can buy your copy from the following link. If you cannot click on the link or see the link, for some reason you can log on to www.humanjourney.us, read a good feature on the book, and purchase your copy as well. Now enjoy reading this with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Should you enjoy reading it in solitude, do not forget to share important or interesting facts, excerpts that you come across with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.